Now, from Hollywood, romance. About midway along the now peaceful north shore of the Gulf of Salerno, very close to the celebrated beauties of Sorrento and the island of Capri, is the ancient Italian port town of Amalfi. Kathleen Height has chosen this romantic background as the setting for the dramatic and adventurous love story that we bring you today. Now, with Whitfield Connor as Jeff and Virginia Gregg as Leonie, we present Kathleen Height's Amalfi Summer.
I had been told that the beauty of Amalfi was great and the view was magnificent. And as I sat in the hotel lobby, I had to admit it. The view was exceptional and the beauty spectacular. She was seated about 15 feet away with an unopened book in her lap. A few moments before, she had been a tall silhouette staring out the window which overlooked the broad blue gulf of Salerno. She looked at me only once, a quick, searching look. Then she got up and walked away. When I got as far as the lobby desk, she was gone. What did she do? Fall through a trap door?
I beg your pardon, senor.
Well, the girl had just walked past here. Did you see which way she went?
I'm sorry, senora. I am afraid I did not notice.
Well, she's an American, isn't she?
I believe so.
Oh, come on, friend. I haven't seen an American girl in a long time.
You are a new guest at the Hotel Umberto, are you not?
Yeah, this afternoon.
You will enjoy Amalfi, senor.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to do.
Have you seen, perhaps, the Cathedral of San Andrea? Built in the 11th century, you know. Very impressive.
So she. What's her name?
Signor, you are in the war.
Just down the beach at Salerno.
Ah, then you will recall the fine GI term, off limits.
Uh-huh.
If I were you, signor, I would consider the signorina off limits.
I didn't see her the rest of the afternoon. I settled for another beauty of Amalfi. Monte Cireto, rising above the white strand which outlined the blue Mediterranean. I watched it turn to slate gray at sunset, blue-black in the evening. Then I watched the shoreline light itself from Salerno up to Sorrento. It was no coincidence that I returned to the hotel dining room for dinner. It was late, and the dining room was almost deserted.
Do you mind?
Oh, mind? I think it's wonderful. Here, please sit down.
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
It isn't very complicated. I haven't been home in a long time, and you're an American. I guess I'm homesick.
Well, will you leave if I tell you that I haven't been home in 3 years?
Why haven't you?
Oh, I fell for a story that you could live for nothing in the Tyrol with a house and a servant and food and wine. So far, a story's standing up.
And why did you come here?
I missed spending money.
Who are you? What do you do?
I'm part bum, part writer. My name's Jeff Warnick. I write short stories in a hurry that sell so I can spend a long time on a novel that probably won't.
I bet it will.
You're beautiful. You're close enough to touch. And I don't even know your name.
It's Lanny. Lanny Blanchard. And thank you.
But don't touch.
I didn't say that.
You left the lobby almost as soon as you saw me this afternoon.
I saw you and left. There was no connection. I must go now.
Well, there's no time to go. What's wrong?
Everything's wrong. Everything.
What's happened to you?
Please, don't follow me.
Lanny! I looked around for a reason and saw a thick-set Italian a few tables away. He watched after Lanny as she strode quickly from the dining room, and then with a set smile, he came over to me.
Easy peasy. The signorina with all that beauty and yet so far away.
Well, she wasn't far away until she saw you.
Believe me, senor, it has nothing to do with me. The signorina in the mind, she comes and goes. She is so frail in the mind, so sick. The word, senor, what is to say, tortured by imaginary things?
Delusions? A persecution complex?
Ah, that is it.
She's afraid of you.
Tonight, yes. This morning, no. Tomorrow, who can say? Forget her, senor. There is much to enjoy in Amalfi.
Yeah, I keep hearing that.
It is true. And besides, tomorrow, it may be you she fears.
Tomorrow came, and he was right. I saw Leonie the next day. I approached her in the lobby, and there was not even a hint of recognition in her eyes. Nothing in her manner that suggested we had ever met. I let the days pass at the beaches and the mountains. I took pictures of everything. A small photography shop not far from the Hotel Umberto did a good job in a hurry. I began to think about ending my Amalfi summer. Then one morning in the hotel lobby, I stopped to pick up some mail.
Another beautiful morning, senor.
Mm-hmm.
Has the mail come?
It has come, senorina, but I'm afraid there is none for you.
There's got to be. You must be mistaken. Look again. I know I must have a letter.
Please, senorina.
Mr. Warnick, help me. Maybe he'll do it for you.
There is no mail, senor.
But you won't mind looking again, will you?
I will look.
Thank you, Mr. Warnick.
I am sorry, senorina.
Why do you do this to me?
There are no letters, senorina. There have been no letters.
I don't believe you.
What can I say, senor?
Is there something wrong, senorina?
No. Everything's fine, Mr. Acosta.
It is about the mail again, Signor Acosta.
Of course, the mail. But we must not disturb our American friend here about it.
He wasn't disturbing me.
What a fine gentleman. You see, Signorina, he is your friend. We are all your friends. Come along now, a little walk in the garden, and the day will be new again. That's the way. That's a good girl.
Please, Mr. Warnick, take me away. Take me anywhere, please.
You're all right. Just take it easy. You're all right.
I am sorry, senor.
Forget it.
Please. Please take me with you now.
Right away. We'll go right away.
I do not advise it, senor. I thought I made it clear to you.
Try not to worry about me, huh? We drove a long time before the tenseness left her. Neither of us spoke during the ride, but later, when I stopped to take some pictures on a quiet stretch of beach, the words began to come.
I can't imagine what you must be thinking. I'm afraid any apology would seem a little empty.
Most apologies are. I don't believe in them.
But you're entitled to an explanation.
I'm alone on a beach with a beautiful woman. No man's entitled to more than that.
I'd like to tell you. You're beginning to wonder if any of it really happened. It won't take long.
Take your time.
Does the name Pavia mean anything to you, Vito Pavia?
No, should it?
I never quite figured out what he did, where he got all the money. I've traveled with them for nearly a year.
With them?
Didn't I mention Elena? She's his wife.
Oh.
She's an invalid. Only she was getting better until we came to Amalfi.
You never said you were a nurse.
I was a companion, mostly. Mr. Pavia was away a great deal, business, he said. He knew people everywhere. I think it must have been Elena's money. She never said so. It's just a feeling I got after a while. I never liked Mr. Pavia. I never trusted him.
But you liked Elena.
Elena was like a sister to me. I'll never understand it. She was improving. I know she was.
Until you came to Amalfi.
Then he just paid me. handed me a boat ticket to New York and told me he was taking Elena to a hospital in Rome. I haven't heard from her. Not a word.
Well, maybe she hasn't had time. Maybe the hospital
Don't you see? She was afraid of him. I promised to stay at the hotel until I heard from her that she was all right. It's been 10 days and not a word. Don't you understand? My ship sails tonight.
Well, you don't have to be on it. You can get a later reservation.
You underestimate Mr. Acosta. He's everywhere I turn. And I know it's his job to get me on that ship tonight. One way or another.
Why haven't you gone to the police?
Police. They think I'm crazy. Mr. Acosta's taken care of that.
Hmm. Acosta can't put you on the ship if we don't go back to the hotel.
You don't understand. I have to go back to the hotel. I promised Elena I wouldn't leave. She'll try to reach me. I know she will.
Lanny, I want to understand. I want to help you.
I'm very tired. I'd like to go back now.
Acosta will be waiting.
Take me back. Please.
I drove back to the hotel with a beautiful stranger. I saw Lanny to her room and mentioned dinner again. If she heard me, she didn't reply. When I got to my own room, Acosta was waiting for me.
I suppose she told you a story, a very sad story.
Yeah, we talked a while.
You will forgive me, Signor Vonnick, and I hope you will trust me. I am an old friend to the Signorina's family. My concern is an old friend's concern.
She can use a friend. A good friend.
Surely you can see she is not well.
She's scared to death.
Precisely. And of what?
Right now, I'd say a ship sailing tonight seems to trouble her.
Why should she fear her own people, her family? Didn't she tell you they were meeting her in Naples tonight to take her home?
That wasn't the impression I got.
Oh, I see. The story she told you, let me see if I remember it. The one about her friend, the invalid with the husband who wishes her dead. Is that the one?
Something like that.
She has a name for them. I don't recall it now.
Pavia.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, Signor, I give you my word. There is no invalid. There is no family called Pavia.
We will return to romance in our story, Amalfi Summer, in just a moment. Say, has anyone told you yet? Let's Pretend is moving to a new, earlier time today on most of these same stations. Remind the youngsters about it, because otherwise they might miss CBS Radio's Pretenders with the story of the tinderbox. They'll want to hear Let's Pretend at its new, earlier time, starting today. And now, for the second act of Amalfi Summer, as we return to romance.
I might as well have flipped a coin to settle on which story to believe, Leonie's or Acosta's. But I don't flip coins when I care about the outcome, and I did care about this beautiful girl who was frightened. It was late afternoon now. A call from the photography shop told me some prints of mine were ready. I got as far as the lobby.
Excuse me, senor.
Hmm?
If I could speak with you, please. It is
well?
About the signorina and the mail. I want you to understand, senor.
You have mail for her?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It is as I said. There has not been any mail for the signorina.
Is that all you wanted to tell me?
I wanted you to understand. She imagines these things.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a guest here recently by the name of Pavia? Mr. and Mrs. Vito Pavia? She was an invalid.
No, senor. No guest by that name. And no invalid by any name.
You sure?
I am very sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks.
Señor Warnick, I thought you had forgotten about the pictures. It's too late.
Almost time to close.
Ah, sorry, Dino. I was held up.
No. Are you all right?
Different kind of hold up, Dino.
Oh, I thought maybe you had been robbed.
Oh, no. How about the prints?
Oh, right here.
That's right, isn't it?
Just right. Grazie. Those pictures are excellent, Señor.
Thanks.
If I may say so, those of the young signorina, she's beautiful.
Yes, isn't she?
Do you know if she's still at the Hotel Umberto?
Yes, she is. Why?
Well, she left some pictures. They have been here maybe 2 weeks. She's a friend of yours?
Yes, she is. I'd be glad to take them to her if it's all right with you.
Of course it's all right, since she's a friend of yours. I think she has maybe forgotten. Or, like you, Señor, she has been held up.
I paid for Leonie's pictures and took them with me back to the hotel. There was no answer to my knock at her door. I went to my own room. After a while, I took the envelope of pictures and opened them. Some were taken aboard ship, some in the courtyard of the Umberto Hotel. And there, apparently completely forgotten by Leonie, was a single photograph of a frail woman in a wheelchair. Leonie! Leonie, answer me! Leonie, please, it's important!
Excuse, Señor. There will be no answer.
What do you mean?
The Señorina, she is gone.
What do you mean, gone? Where? When?
Oh, it is not long. She and the gentleman.
Acosta?
I do not know the name. Downstairs, the clerk. He wouldn't know more. He helped her with the luggage. And with her.
Was she ill?
No, would not say ill. But I would say she did not want to go. She did not want to go at all.
Leonie hadn't imagined the invalid woman. If I gave her that much, I could give her the rest of her story. I ran out to the front drive of the hotel. There was no sign of them. I came back through the lobby. The clerk was entering the desk from a back entrance. Where is she?
Señor, please.
Come on. I know you helped him. Now, where did Acosta take her?
I cannot breathe, Señor.
Where did he take her? Is she all right?
I cannot be sure.
Oh, be sure. Be better than sure. Here. Take a look at this picture and tell me again you can't remember any invalid staying at the Umberto. Oh,
please, Señor.
Who is this woman?
It's Mrs. Pavia. Oh, please, let me go.
Where did Acosta take her?
The phone. I must answer the phone.
She's in danger, isn't she? Isn't she?
It's much danger.
If anything happens to her, you're to blame too. Don't you know that?
She would not be in danger, real danger, if you had left her alone. You cannot push Acosta.
I'll break your neck if you don't tell me where he took her.
I will tell you. It's small villa of the Via Montecereto. Please, let me answer the phone.
Tell him to call back.
All right. Hotel Umberto. Uele, Ricciamare, più tardi.
Now give me the directions.
Pietropano, Paloma. The call is long distance, Signor, from Rome. No, signorina, non è qui. No, signorina Blanchard, non è qui.
Give me that phone. The phone call cleared up a lot of things, if I could get to Leonie in time. That clerk must have fancied his neck. His directions were perfect. I pulled off into the bramble just before I reached the villa and went the rest of the way on foot. The villa was as old as it was small. A back window forced open easily, but not quietly.
You never quite give up, do you, Juanita?
Acosta, Vito Pavia is dead.
I don't believe it. I would know if Pavia were dead.
He's dead. And I came for Lanny.
That much I believe. I'm afraid I'm at something of a loss. You see, I wasn't really expecting you, or I'd have been armed.
Where is she?
In the next room.
Lanny. What have you done to her?
I gave her a sedative.
Lanny. Lanny, it's Jeff.
If I'd done anything to her, I wouldn't have left her here.
Why did you bring her here in the first place?
It was in my mind to kill her. Pavia wanted that. If she became too troublesome.
No. No, don't. No.
Easy, Lanny. It's all right. It's all right.
All right. Oh. Oh, Jeff. Oh, Jeff, it's you.
Yes, now listen to me, Lanny. I talked to Elena. She's all right.
Elena. Jeff, how did you find her?
She called you from Rome. I talked to her.
And she's all right. She's really safe.
She wants to see you. I promised her I'd bring you there.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm so tired, Jeff. You... do you think she'd mind if I slept? Just a little.
I don't even mind.
Warnick, you really talked to Elena?
I told you Pavia was dead.
How on earth?
An accident. Their car skidded off an embankment just outside Rome. Elena was thrown free. Pavia wasn't. She's in the hospital in Rome.
Pavia, dead. Elena must be very much relieved.
I think maybe she is.
Oh, she must be. He had planned to kill her, you know.
Why?
She was alive and so wealthy. If she died, it would go to Pavia. Elena was getting better. Pavia got impatient.
And he wanted you to kill Lanny because she was suspicious, huh?
You know that putting her on the ship tonight would not be conclusive enough. I'm relieved not to have killed her. Much relieved.
Oh, I really envy you. Now, I'm much relieved, Acosta.
How much farther, Jeff?
Oh, an hour, I guess.
Only an hour?
Not much over that. Thought you were in such a rush to get to Rome.
Well, I'm anxious to see Elena. But only an hour left, Jeff. So much I want to say to you. So much I want to know about you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I don't know how this will strike you, but if you're going to be looking for a job, I know a house and a servant and food and wine in the Tyrol that sure could do with a companion.
How long can I think it over?
Oh, about an hour.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred McKay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You've heard Amalfi Summer, written especially for Romance by Kathleen Height. Whitfield Connor was heard as Jeff, Virginia Gregg as Leonie, Herb Butterfield as Acosta, Lou Krugman as the clerk, Noreen Gamill as Rosa, and Jack Crucian as Dino. And now this is Roy Rowan inviting you to hear Romance next week and every Saturday morning at the same time. A good citizen sets out to help capture some safecrackers and winds up in jail himself. Said dismal to-do could only happen to poor Rich. And it does tonight on most of these same stations when CBS Radio turns Stan Freberg loose as Rich of That's Rich. It's Good and Rich, as you'll hear while you howl tonight. You enjoy City Hospital every Saturday in the daytime hours on the CBS Radio Network.